لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذي اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار القيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النبي محمد مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها أن النبي المحترم يا خير من يبنت بالطاب أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القرع والأكم روحي بها بقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مفتح يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of our time, the reformer of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Hazrat said, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the sunnahs of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can become alive in the Ummah today. And the sunnahs are really the life wire of this Ummah. And with regard to the importance, the necessity, and the benefits, virtues of sunnah, Hazrat has said very many forms also. And one particular form, which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world, is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hai jannat ke raaste. Allah جل جلاله سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. What does this mean? That any person who follows sunnat will see he comes out in jannah. Just like if a person who follows the board showings for Fort Lewis, he will come out in Fort Lewis. A person who follows the board who shows plain Maya, he will come out in plain Maya. So anyone who follows sunnats in his life, he will see he comes out in Jannah. And the other great benefit, a person who follows sunnat, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. A person will get connected, he will have the love of Allah if he follows sunnats. But there are two great differences. One is a person will get Jannah, but Jannah we have to live our whole lives now. Life of the Qabr, how long will it be? The day of Qiyam is so long. After that, inshaAllah, Allah will give all the Muslims, all of us, Allah will have to give us Jannah. But it's a long way, it's credit. And Allah, you will get now cash. If you follow sunnahs, don't have to wait. Now immediately in this world you will get Allah. Eh jo mera to har shay meri, zameen meri, falak mera. Eh jo nahi mera to koi shay nahi. And if you get Allah Ta'ala, everything you have got. The earth is yours, the heavens are yours. And if you haven't got Allah, you have got nothing. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, if you ask Allah for everything, but you didn't ask Allah to get Allah Himself, you ask for nothing. And if you ask Allah for Him to get Him, and you didn't ask anything, you ask for everything. Ayaz was the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi, a very great honorable pious king. Ayaz had great, great qualities in him. So one time, all the other courtiers, they became jealous of Ayaz because the king loved him. He was the favorite of the king. So to show them his value, the king spread out a lot of his valuable stones, diamonds, pearls, gold, silver, rubies, emeralds in the whole courtroom. And he announced, whoever puts his hand on what today, it will be his. So all the ministers, everyone ran, fell this way, that way, trying to take as much as possible. But Ayaz stood still. He didn't move. The king asked him, Ayaz, did you not hear my command? He said, King, repeat your command. What did you say? He said, I said, whoever puts his hand on whatever today, it will be his. He asked the king, are you sure? The king said, yes, of course, I made the announcement, I'm sure. So he walked up and he put his hand on the shoulder of the king. And he said, if you are mine, then how much should you put pearls and diamonds and rubies are very little today. Hey, but if you are mine, everything of yours is mine. So like that, if we get Allah, we will have everything. So by following sunnah, we will get Allah. But tabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. You just follow sunnah, Allah says that Allah will love you. His love, He will come into your heart. Once you've got Allah, you have got everything. And another great difference between the two is, Jannah is the creation of Allah. And Allah is the creator. And there is no comparison between the creation and the creator. For example, there is a person who's got a soap factory. He makes 10,000 cakes of soap a day. In the whole month, 300,000 cakes of soap he makes. He's got a candle factory also. He's got 5-6 supermarkets also. He's got a block of flats also. He's got so many farms also. So such a rich man who's got so much, what is the comparison of one cake of soap to that man? One cake of soap is nothing compared to how rich he is. Allah, who has created everything, Jannah is the creation of Allah, a great creation. But compared to Allah, Jannah also is nothing. So by following sunnah, you will get that Jannah which we want also, which Allah has made for us and so beautiful. We'll get that also, and we'll get the maker, the creator of Jannah also. So valuable are sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow every sunnah in Jannah. You understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Inshallah. So one sunnah, as an example I will present, is the sunnah of Biswak. It seems to be a small thing, but see how great is the miswak. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Inna salata bis siwaki afzalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwak. That a person who makes a namaz and he made miswak when he made wudu is better than 70 namazes for which he did not make miswak. Now if we analyze that a little bit, all of us, we made our Isha namaz now. Behind one imam, mashallah, Maulana Qazi read so beautiful, wonderful reading, it made me so happy, alhamdulillah. One imam, we all made 4 rakats, nobody made 5 or 6 rakats, or 2 or 3 rakats, all 4 rakats. All of us made 4 rukus, we made 8 such same namaz we all made. But those people who made miswaks, their namaz is not 4 rakats, but 4 times 7. Is they get the sawab, they only made 4 rakats, but the sawab, 280 rakats. And not only 280, afzalu min, more better. And Allah's afzal, only Allah knows how much more afzal it is. So see the value of sunnah, that our ibadat increases so much. Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullahi alayhi, is a very great scholar, mufti. He writes in his kitab, Fatawa Shamiya, that inna sunnat as-siwa tudhakkiru kalimat shahadatin 'inda al-maut. The barakat of the sunnat of miswak that at the time of maut, it will remind you to read Kalima Shahad. Your maut will come with Kalima Shahadat on your tongue. Allah. The barakat of Biswas. So Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah to make Biswas regularly. Biswas are easily available here?
Yes.
Very expensive?
No.
Very cheap. Very cheap. Cheaper than toothbrush. More expensive. Cheaper. And the benefits are unlimited. And for the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make miswak every time. Keep one miswak in your pocket. Every time you make wudu, masjid at home, anywhere, make miswak. Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran, Sharif I have recited, the translation is, Allah says, Tilka darul akhirah. Tilka is for ishara ba'ifa. Like we say this, that. This is near. That is far. So Allah says, that is the house of Akhirah. In other words, your object of life is not this dunya. Keep your eyes there. That is why we said for that life. Tilka darul akhirah. And that house, that life, that the house of Akhirah, naj'aluha. Allah says, we. He didn't give the contract to master builders, to master architect and master engineer. We made it, and Allah Himself made it. How beautiful. For who did Allah make it? لِلَّذِينَ, for those people. Here Allah has mentioned two main qualities that we must have. لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those people who haven't even got the intention, not that they actually do the amal, they haven't even got the intention to be big in the world. People must praise us. We must be big people. All must greet us. All must stand up for us. They haven't got that. And that is the translation. The tafsir of it is that those people who don't have pride, then for Jannat is made for such people. Wala fasada. And for those people who don't make fasad, make trouble. Everywhere make trouble. In the family make people fight. In the town make people fight. Masjid make people fight. Everywhere some people got that heaven. Those people who haven't got that, for them is Jannah. And the tafsir wala fasada, those who do not commit sin. For them Allah says, I have made Jannah. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the final end result, like in English, he who laughs the last, laughs the best. So the end result is for those people who got taqwa, who are the muttaqeen. Yeah, in this world, people will say, oh, you don't know nothing about dunya. You don't know of the enjoyment of the dunya, what enjoyment you get on internet and on the cell phone and this and that. Hey, but they stay with taqwa. The people of the world regard them backward. They don't know anything. But the final end result, these people will get the good result. That is the translation. Now we will just do a little explanation, then we finish the bayan inshallah. Firstly, to understand that akhirat is our object. To understand that, I'll give one example. One mother is cooking supper, dinner. After asr, she's busy preparing. And she ran short of tomatoes, for example. So her little 7-8-year-old child, she gives him some money. The shop on the corner very near, when buying it, 1 kilo tomatoes. The child is gone. The child must be back in 5 minutes. But 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes are gone. And it's becoming Maghrib time. Sun is setting. Now the mother is getting cross also, and she's getting worried also. Cross, she's getting angry because children got a habit. You send them for work, they find friends, they start playing. So maybe my child went and he forgot the work I told him, and he's playing with other children. And worried that today is danger times, people kidnap children, maybe accident, maybe anything could happen. What happened to my child is not back? Already sun is going down, becoming dark. So the mother wear her burqa to go and look for the child. And in that condition, she's worried also, she's angry also. And Abba, she finds that her child playing with other children. The first reaction, she give him one slap. And what she say? Did I send you to play or I send you for the tomatoes? I'm waiting there for you to come back with the tomatoes. And you started playing there. Just like that, Allah sent us in this world to prepare for akhirah. But we got busy in dunya. We started playing in dunya, buying properties, building shops, building houses, making more money. Dunya became our objective.
Then we find that Allah gives us his life, but Allah doesn't come personally. Then some problems come in our life. Then we have fights with people. Now we got some health problem. Now we got some financial problem. Now Allah put some country against us. Now Allah makes laws which are against us. Now Allah makes one nation against us. Not they are not at fault, our actions. Allah is giving us that little reminders that come right. Just like that brother gave that one slap, that I didn't send you to come and play. I said, so we also got busy playing here in this world. See our youngsters, for example. I'm sure the youngsters can also play a game which they call Monopoly. Right? You know the game Monopoly?
Yes.
So the children play a game Monopoly, buying properties, hotels, motels, collecting rent, etc. Everything, traveling around with a ship, somebody with a plane, somebody in the car, all are traveling around and they buying properties, everything. After 2-3 hours, the game is over. Then they're counting up now. I hit 20 million. Other one say, I have 50 million. Other one say, you are owing me so much money. Other one say, you robbed the bank. All that carries on. But now the game is over. With that money, Monopoly, can you buy one box matches? If you got 20 million and you go to the shop and you say, I want one box matches. Or I want one chewing gum. You can't get nothing with that money. Just exactly like that. We have reached the age of 55. Lekin abhi hamara bachpan nahi hai. But our childhood is still not gone. The children are playing games. We also playing games. It's exactly the same. We also buying this property, buying that property, making this investment. When we are dead, and then all the people are cashing up now. And to divide the inheritance now. This man's estate was worth 20 million. His estate was worth 50 million. But now it's finished. And in the qabr, that money won't even go with you in the qabr. Nobody will put it in the qabr. Even if they put it, you can't buy one chewing gum in the qabr with that money. It won't help you anything whatsoever. So it's exactly the same game which we also play. One time there was an ijtima in Raimi. And Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, the son of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, he was going to make bayan. There was one person, General Haq Nawaz Saab, marhum, he passed away. He was a person who was rocked in Jamaat of Allah. He came many times to South Africa also. And I learned a lot of the work from him also. So he came first time Ijtima Raimi. So big, he was the general of the military. The military, he was the general. So big man, so they made ikram. They gave him place right near the stage. So he spoke when Maulana came. So he says, why don't they introduce the speaker? Like any chalsa, like now Maulana Qazi, I don't know what, little I understood, he said something about me. But I don't know what he taught. He taught good thing or bad thing, I don't know. But something he taught. So General Haq Nawaz said, why don't they introduce the speaker? So Maulana himself heard him. So he said, I will introduce myself. He says, I was born from a impure, napa drop of sperm. That was my beginning. And this is what I am now in between. And I will go back to the sand in the qabr again. So this is my introduction. The next thing he told, that until you don't realize that your big, big buildings and motor cars and big, tall, tall buildings and your investments and your money, then you don't regard it as toys, your iman is still not. So General Haq Nawaz got a shock. We want all our things, these are important. Our cars, our houses, bank balance, businesses, investment. These are all important, they are not toys for us. He said, till you don't realize they are toys, your iman is not good. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْمُ وَلَعِبٌ. That this dunya is only play and pastime. So when Allah is saying it's play and pastime, it is play and pastime. Whether I think it's a something of big and that, my thinking is wrong. Allah is the creator. Allah is the knower of everything. He says it's play and pastime. So General Haq Nawaz got a shock. Next words what Maulana told, that until you don't realize that your former chance and your tankers and your fighter, your F-16 fighters, all the military which is required, the Air Force requires that, then you don't regard it as toys, your imams. And this is a reality. They are toys, they are no reality. And if we see, if children are playing with their toys, etc., and sometimes a big boy is like a bully, he comes and he spoils everything there. How much noise they make. They cry so much, they bring the ceiling down. They go, oh, you spoiled our games here. We were playing so nice, you came and spoiled it. Just like that, we big people. We got our shops, we got our houses. If somebody breaks it, somebody takes away our house, our shop, we also make a big noise, but we do it in a different way. We go to the lawyer, we make a court case against the person, but it's the same thing. So this dunya is nothing but just toys. It is just past time. Until that yaqeen don't come in our hearts, iman is still not. All the things of this dunya are like artificial flowers. A person who, like, oh, for example, you get artificial fruit, banana, artificial. You get the apple, artificial. So if you get some visitors and you put artificial food, how they going to, what they going to eat in there? Nothing in there. This dunya is only artificial. This dunya is like a bubble on the water. And a bubble on the water, when the light shines on it, it looks very beautiful. Purple color, yellow color, red color. But that bubble just bursts anytime. And this dunya also just bursts and gets finished. A person makes his dunya and suddenly moth came and finished. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said a very beautiful poem. Qaza aake, qaza means moth. Qaza aake ba hosh ko behosh kar. A person was in his full senses. He knows everything, properly, very alert, very sharp. Moth came, finished. Nothing. He can't make one signature. He can't say yes, he can't say no. Qaza aake ba hosh ko behosh kar. And all this high wage of dunya, ye karna hai, wo karna, wahan jana hai, I've booked my ticket here, I'm doing that, we're building this project, building that project, everything finished quiet. End of the story. So this is more, it will come, and everyone will get it. And then the haqiqat, reality of akhirat. So just to give you an example, that how this dunya is just dhoka. It is just a deception. Today, almost everyone got this bimari sickness, how to become instant rich. Today's instant zamana, everything is instant. Before, when we wanted lights, we had to take the lamp, and we had to put paraffin, then put the wick up, then light it, then we get some light. We wanted the fire, then we had to get the wood, we had to get the coal stove, we had to burn. Phone we wanted to make, phone the exchange. And the exchange connects us to the other person. Today, instant, you just dial your numbers, or not even, you just make some mark, and you start speaking. Today is instant zamana. So one person who came from the village, he came to the town to his friend, and he didn't see what is modern life. First time he came to the city, so they went to the supermarket. So there they bought some coffee, instant coffee. So he afraid that he asked him, what is this instant coffee? What instant coffee? You just put the coffee in the tea and you get coffee. In the water, in the milk, you get coffee. He said, oh, so quick. We have to grow the coffee, and when it grows, we have to grind it, and after grinding it, then we get coffee. And he went to little front, he bought instant milk. He said, oh, instant milk, what is that? He said, you just put the powder in the water, it becomes, oh, we have to get the cows home, we have to milk them, then we get milk, we have to pasteurize it, then we get everything instant. Then he bought instant baby powder. So he asked him, what is this now? And he went, before he could speak, he said, yeah, you get instant babies also. He said, we have to wait 9 months for a baby. But yeah, you will get instant babies also. So today everything is instant. Also like that, one person came from the village to the city first time. old man, grandfather with his wife, grandmother, then they were buying and going in the supermarket everything. So old man, the wife, the old lady, grandmother, she was buying something. Old man was walking slowly, slowly. He saw suddenly the wall opened up. And then he saw an old lady, she went in. I was wondering, what's this? Yeah, the wall opens up, and the person went in, and now he's looking, what's happening? Lift came down again, it opened up again, a young lady came out. So he said, oh, instant. So the old lady, she went in the lift, she became young again. So he told his young son, go call grandmother, go call her, we go try inside here. And she can also come out, and she'll be also young, instant to become young also. Yeah, nobody can become, Jannat all will be. So one old lady asked, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when I go to Jannah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, jokingly, no, you won't. She was very sad. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called her and told her, when you go to Jannah, you won't be an old lady, you'll be a young lady. And more beautiful than the Hurudin, the woman of this dunya will be. Hurudin are so beautiful, but the woman of this dunya, that's why make effort, our woman also make namaz. Make the lawas, they stay in parda, hijab, they stay right. We also stay right, let them also, we go Jannah, there is enjoyment for them. But here there is no enjoyment. So anyway, so everyone wants everything instant. So one, all want to, they become rich also instant. One advertisement came in a newspaper, if you want to become rich, send 100 rupees, and a stamp with an envelope and send it to this address. So the people saw, so all sending 100 rupees. What reply came? Work harder. Work hard, you must work harder, then you'll become rich. So and they collecting 100 rupees all the time. They becoming rich, you becoming poorer all the time. So anyway, so one person was working in a factory. And he also wants to become instant rich. This is in his mind all the time. How can I become instant rich? So while walking, there was a sewage line, raw sewage, crossing and broken open. So he saw something shining there. See, it looks like it's a diamond. At such a time, you don't worry, it's raw sewage or anything, diamond. Pick it up. And Abbas, it was a diamond. His happiness, no, but I became rich. I got a diamond. So, and a diamond, the more you clean it, shine it, the more valuable it becomes. So he's cleaning it, shining it all the time, more valuable. As he was walking in front, there was a river with strong water. He said, now wash it in this river, good water, clean. It will even become more clean, it will shine even more. So he, and everyone got greed in himself. The Quran Sharif says, وَحْضِرَةِ الْأَنْفُسَ الشَّحْ. Greed is inside a person. A person is greedy by nature, unless he makes effort. And that's why we have ta'alluq with Ahlullah, Huzurgani Deen. That this greed which is in us, we must take it out. This greed destroys us. Just today I got one email, oh, it comes all the time, all must be getting also. That the person said, I got 20 million men, but I only need a person I can trust. And then you can give me your bank details. And then we will talk and you can get 20. All the world people who got greed, what little they got, that also goes. So greed of dunya is a terrible thing. So anyway, this person has this greed, so he washed it in the river. And more he's washing, more things becoming up. Suddenly, it went away. But the water was so strong, his diamond is gone. He became mad. And what came on his tongue? Dhoni se na dhona achat. Instead of washing it so much, I shouldn't wash it. It shouldn't be so valuable, but I should have my capital. My diamond should be valuable. Now only this is on his tongue. Dhoni se na dhona achat. He's walking, his friends meeting, all, he'll be making salam. He's no salam. Only dhoni se na dhona achat. What's up? He went home every day, he made nicely salam to his wife. Today, no salam. When he enters the house, dhoni se na dhona wazifa. Dhoni se na dhona achat. Dhoni se. Wife asked him, she made salam, no reply. What's wrong? So, he's just one thing, dhoni se na dhona. So, she realizes he's gone mad. All the time, he's just repeating, dhoni se. She called the doctor. Doctor also greedy. He also want money. And today doctor say, put down so much money, then we talk of operation or whatever. So doctor came. Doctor said, we can treat him. He'll come right. But I want 1,000 rupees. The wife said, we are so poor people, we've got no money. So he says, no, without 1,000 I won't do anything. So they finally agreed that 10 months installments, 100 rupees a month, they were paid. She said, all right, we think that's he had supper, they slept, talking nice, everything. Next morning got up normal, having breakfast. So the wife thought that, what was his problem? Let me ask him, he put me in 1,000 rupees debts. I have to pay 1,000 rupees. What was his problem? So we asked him, what happened last night? You were saying, Dhoni, same as Dhona. Achha, he remembered again. He went back again. His elbow got stuck again. Dhoni, same as Dhona, achha. Dhoni, same as Dhona, achha. The wife said, what a mistake I made. Why did I ask you? So she said, Poochne se na poochna chata. Why we then ask him? I should have asked him, should be better. I would then ask him now again, back the 1,000 rupees debt and we back to square one again. And same problem again. In that time, the doctor came to collect his first installment, 100 rupees. Doctor saw two mad people. He said, I won't get 1 cent also, 1 5 also. Doctor went mad. He said, Hazar se sorry achhe. Hazar se sorry achhe. So like that, the dunya has made thousands of people mad and put them in the mad hospital, and yet they commit suicide. Now they kill other people. How many people take up insurance policy for the wife, for the husband, and then kill them themselves or have somebody to kill them, and they get caught, and then they are in jail. How many of these cases is grieved? So this is the story. So Allah didn't create us for the story. Allah created us for akhirah. And a person who works for akhirah, Allah gives al-rina, rina nafs. Allah gives him contentment. Whatever he's got, he's happy. He will never have a problem. And he knows akhirat is the place that I must make effort for. One time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you believe the same qissa, Mawlana Qazi told her what? So he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show me the haqiqat, reality of dunya. What is this dunya? So Allah showed him a form of a lady in a burqa. Face also covered, whole body covered, only the left arm was covered. And from the left arm, it was shining so much from which you can make this a very beautiful thing. From the arm, the way the complexion and the shine of it has been a very beautiful thing. So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you showed me this, but show me the face also. The face is closed, niqab, show me the face also. So Allah made it, then in the dream he saw she left her niqab. Old lady, but all her teeth also fallen out. And the cheeks also gone in, temples gone in. One, two long, yellow, dirty teeth. And you see such a lady, you want to run. And you run, want to run, how fast? Mullah Nasiruddin is a jester, joker. He had a donkey, and donkeys are lazy. They move very slowly, they don't do any work. So he read in the book that if you put ammonia at the back of the donkey will run very fast. So he went, he got ammonia, he put it at the back. Oh, the donkey was running fast. So he says, I'm also gone old, slow, weak. If I try now, perhaps it will work on me also. So he put little bit at the back, some ammonia, and he started running in the house, around, outside the house, on the street, up and down. Wife, so what's wrong with my husband? Allah, what happened to Munna today? And she's asking him. He told her, you will never catch me. She tried and catch me. If you want to catch me, you also put some in. Then only you'll be able to catch me. So this is, now that person, you want to run from dunya. At that time, then she opened her right hand. And in her right hand, she had a dagger. Right? And when you want to run from her, she stabs. So this is dunya. When a person goes and thinks, oh, dunya is so beautiful. But when you get involved in any aspect of dunya, then you see the ugly face of dunya. It looked very nice, very tempting. It's all just outward glitter and glamour. But it is all destruction. Like for example, a person gets involved in gambling. He thinks big money, etc. But very soon, you lose your property. You lose your shop, you lose your family. Now you want to come out, that is the time depression comes out. Dunya gave you a step. And now you want to commit suicide. This is what is this. You got your wife, halal, beautiful wife, but now dunya temptation, looking at other women. Oh, that woman looks very nice. And that woman is very beautiful. You want to have an affair, etc. Even you have an affair, now afterwards, the people come to know. Your wife comes to know. Everything is spoiled down. You lose your wife. You lose your children. This is what dunya. It just shows, it's just a joke. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Dunya is only punji, a collection of dhoka and deception. Don't fall in this dunya. Come to haqiqat akhirah. Everyone, you think my youth is also, oh, I got youth, I can do this. Oh, this old man, what he knows, push this old man one side, push that old man, hato bacho, hato bacho, and you want to go, etc. Your cavalcade is going, and you're pushing everyone, all is in your youth. But you are causing trouble for yourself and all. And your youth is also a dhoka, a deception. Poet say, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, jiska naksha kal tha jawani ka, jiska naksha kal tha jawani ka, aaj hai laqab unka nana nani ka. Yesterday who was a jawan, young man, today is nana nani. Kamar jukke mital kamani hui, then and he became like a bow. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Now if somebody is a nana, somebody is a nani. One old lady was walking, her back was bent like this. And one young boy teasing her, playing fools with her, tell her, Nani Amma, where you bought this book? So she said, my young son, my beloved young son, when you reach my age, you don't have to buy it. It will come by itself. You'll also become just like that also. جب بالوں پر سپیدی غالب ہوئی کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی when white hair came more on the beard somebody is a dada somebody کیسا دیکھا تھا کیسے ہو گئے how they were and how they were don't be fooled and deceived by this dunya don't think you're going to be young all the time پہلے جوانی پہلے بچپنا بچپن نے تجھے برسوں کھلایا when you were a small baby a young boy a child you were just playing all the time Jawani ne aake tujhe majnu banaya. When the young you became a juvenile, now you became like a mad person. And young people do all the most mad things and evil things, wrong things. Burhapa ne phir aake kya kya sataya. When old age came, oh, now your back is paining, now your bones are paining. Hey, when you got married to your wife, young woman, she was like a Coca-Cola bottle. After she had 4 or 5 children from you, now she's like a 200-liter oil drum. Now she's an old lady. Now you must don't look at other Coca-Cola bottles now. And she's your wife, and she gave you 4 or 5 children, don't look at other Coca-Cola bottles now. So burhapa ne phir aake kya kya sadaya ajal dera kar degi bilkul safaya when your mouth will come it's just in history nobody will even remember you after some time whatever you did for yourself your qabr is going to happen maybe your children will do something for you grandchildren you can almost forget great grandchildren it's finished written for whatever you can do for yourself for your akhirah do it while Allah has given you the opportunity now don't be deceived by this dunya yahi tujhko dhoon hai rahu sabse bala this is your worry I must be different from everyone Especially women, when they go to any function, wedding, anything, then nobody must have a dress like me. Nobody must have shoes like me. And if another woman got same dress, big fight. Why you wore this dress which I wore? It's not your right. Anyone can wear anything. But this is their worry. Oh, zinat nirali, oh, fashion nirala. I must be the most beautiful. I must have the best fashion. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. A person who's got death warrant for him. Can he live like this, worry about fashion and worry about beauty? If we know the police, from the government, the police, they have sent your death warrant, not your arrest warrant. Your death warrant is signed already. How can you enjoy your life? Our death warrant is signed. Everyone, we don't know when. So to somebody today, somebody tomorrow. But all, as a person who's got a death warrant, does he live like this? Usne paani hune tujhe dhoka hume daada. But this outward beauty just has put you in deception. The glitter and glamour of this world, and you are deceived by this. And this dunya, jo jayega, usne paani hune tujhe dhoka hume daada. Ye dunya munakkash saamp hai. This dunya is like a beautiful snake. And snakes you get, some they dots on their body, some their stripes, they look very beautiful. Which bad person is there in the world will say the snake is so beautiful. At night I'm going to sleep with you, embrace you, and sleep with you at night. What will happen? Ye dunya munakkash saamp se hai. Rehda ghafil bachtaiya. Don't be unmindful of the temptation. This dunya, all the beauty, temptation of this dunya is just to put you in dhoka. Don't fall into it. So Allah has put us in this world till kadarul akhirah, for the life of the akhirah. And the person who makes his maqsood, his object, akhirah, wallah, Allah gives him in dunya also. Without working for dunya, Allah puts dunya at your feet. And you enjoy and appreciate dunya. Otherwise you will work for dunya and you won't even... How many people? One person, you are sleeping under a tree in the village. Peacefully with a brick under his head. And the leaves are rustling with the wind. Wonderful music. He's got natural aircon, halal music of the leaves and everything. One university graduate came and shook him, woke him up. Wake up, what's wrong? He asked, what's wrong? Why must wake up? He says, what are you doing? He says, but you're like a big university graduate. You can't see what I'm doing. I'm sleeping, I'm resting, I'm comfortable. He says, no, you mustn't rest. What must you do? You must be constructive. And you must be, you must work. And must be an entrepreneur. You must work, make money. You know, in this dunya, you mustn't just sleep all the time. Make money. What must I do? How? He says, get a chopper. And you chop wood, and you go and sell the wood, you will make money. And then what will happen? You'll have more money, buy another chopper. Then you hire somebody to work for you. And he will chop wood, now more money you'll make. Then you'll have 5-10 workers. Then you'll buy a truck. Then you'll have 5-10 trucks. Then you'll build a beautiful house. Then you'll get married, you'll have children, and you'll build an office, and you'll have a beautiful, modern, up-to-date office, everything. And then, he says, then you'll live in peace. He says, what am I doing now? Am I not living in peace now? You have to take me in this whole big circle and bring me back where I am. I am living in peace and you want to... And then, when I get so rich at that, my family members will get jealous of me. Somebody will ask me for loans, I can't give them loans, they will want to fight with me, more fights. And crooks will be after me, because I'm a rich man. When I got no money, crook won't come after me. I'm a rich man, crooks are after me. Then the tax man will be after me. All the time he wants to check whether I'm paying my taxes or not. I don't need all that in my life, and we've been living quite peaceful. So this is how this dunya put us in deception. And a person who makes his akhirat got none of this. And he lives peacefully. So that is what we must make our object. Islam didn't make dunya haram. You can earn, no problem. You got your shop, you got your factory, everything can. But don't make that your object. Dunya baqadre sarurat. How much is necessary work in dunya? And your heart, put it in deen. Today our condition, we come for namaz also. Even the good 5 times namaz. But in namaz, dunya is the dunya. Our business is in the heart, the shop is in the heart, the house is in the heart, we didn't leave it at home. When in namaz we pick up our heads like this, it is a sign we threw the whole dunya behind us. Now it's only me and Allah, nobody else. But our namaz, the shop is still there, the house is still there, we didn't put the dunya behind. For this we need to make effort. And that effort, we have to stay in the company of the Mufti Qazi, Maulana Qazi Sahib said, in the company of the Muhassaliqeen, Muttaqeen. When we will stay in their company, then we will learn how to make the reality of namaz. We will learn the tiryak, the antidote of a snake poison, the antidote of it, that this dunya is poison. And no problem if you've got the snake, but you must know the antidote. Then the snake won't harm you. You must know how to take out the poison from the snake. Then the snake won't harm you. So this is what we have to learn, that Islam didn't make dunya haram, but don't let the snake bite you. Don't let the poison bite you, otherwise you will die. Learn to take out the antidote. The love of dunya is haram. You can have 10 million rupee check in your pocket here on top, right next to your heart. It's nothing wrong. But don't have the love of 1 cent, 1 pie in your heart. Hey, that you mustn't have. The love of dunya is haram, dunya is not haram. The love of dunya is haram. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, what a rich man. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a rich man. So, and zakat is only wajib if you are rich. Zakat is not on the poor people. So which proves that Islam allows you to be rich. Hajj is only farz on the rich people, which proves that Islam allows you to be rich, but don't love the riches. That will kill you. It is the poison that will kill you. So that a person has to learn how to have dunya, but not the love of dunya. That a person has to learn. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this dunya make your akhirat your object. And how you going to make it? By staying in the company of the pious people. And then what you have to develop, two negative qualities must come out of you. Pride must come out of you. And that you don't make zulm on other people. Today, how many of us, we make zulm on our own wives? The wife's place is the house, but we put her in the shop. We put her in the workplace, that is zulm on the wife. Our children, it is our duty that we give them Islamic education and we bring them up as Muslim children performing salah. That we don't worry. We put them in schools, universities, and we make them gain such education by which that link with Islam becomes weak. And also, no time for salah. Extra education, extra maths education, extra language education. That is not love for the children. That is zulm on the children. When we give them clothes of the non-Muslim people, that is not love. We don't let them wear Islamic clothes. We let them wear non-Muslim clothes. That is really zulm. So how much zulm? So a jannat is made for those people who haven't got pride in them and who don't make zulm upon anyone. Wala fasada, and those people who do not cause trouble, who do not cause people to fight. How many of us are such? We go and light the fire. Let husband and wife fight. Let daughter-in-law and mother-in-law fight. Lot it is happening in our communities everywhere. In our masjids, we're making one another fight. In our communities, we make people fight. So Jannat is not for those people, Allah said. And the person must not commit sin. And the end, final result is for the person who has got taqwa. What is taqwa? Just a little bit on this, then we finish up. Taqwa is there are a lot of definitions, but a simple definition which all of us can understand, the ability that a person stays away from all that which Allah made haram. And the ability to do that which Allah has made for us. That is taqwa. And every person has got this. So when Allah says you must have taqwa, you've got taqwa. Otherwise, Allah gave us command, for example, don't look at other women. If we say, I can't help it, I'm weak, that means Allah made zulm on us, that what I can't do, Allah command, we can do. And we got that quality, just use it, that's all. A person say, I can't get up for Fajr. Very hard for me to get up for Fajr. No, you can get up. That is why Allah made it for, Allah didn't give any command which I cannot do. Every person, if Allah gave us a command which we cannot do, then auzubillah, Allah made zulm on us. And Allah is free of zulm. Which means we can do it. And Allah gave us that ability and that strength which is called taqwa. Now it is just to use. You have got it. And for that also, we have to go through what we call the Buzurganiddin, the Ahlullah, the Mashayikh, and make connection with them. That little rust that has come on the taqwa, the little ash that has come on the taqwa, they will remove it. And I can say, qasam and tell you, once they remove it, you yourself will be surprised that how come I am changed? I could never get up for Fajr. Now I'm getting up for Tahajjud also. You will be surprised. And you will be surprised. My eyes, I could never control them. But now, alhamdulillah, I don't have desires. I don't look at other women. It is, and many, many people, alhamdulillah, they are getting this way. And just like if a person is ill, he's got, for example, heart problem. 2, 3, 4, 5 arteries are blocked. Now he just take 4, 5 steps, he's tired, he's breathing heavy. He has to sit down again. He can't climb upstairs also. And he's tired all the time. He goes for heart operation surgery. They unblock the arteries. They do bypass. And he recuperates. Now you see he's running. Now you see he's walking up the stairs fast like a young man. Old man, but he's walking up the stairs. Why? He got his health back. Wallah, like that our spiritual diseases, looking at other women, anger that we got, everyone, on the wife we become so angry, on the workers we become so angry, the children we become angry, we can't get up for Fajr, other namazes also we are lazy. It is all illnesses we got, spiritual illnesses, and there is treatment for it. And if we take the treatment, we ourselves will see that alhamdulillah, how our lives are changed, and what goodness will come in our lives. So inshallah, for that, this is why we have come. We are also in need of it, you are also in need of it. We all get together and we try and work to take out our spiritual illnesses, which is called tazkiyatun nafs and islahi nafs. And the minute your islah is made, your ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala is made of it. Our Shaykh said one beautiful poem, La ilaha muqaddam hin kalmai tawheed. In our kalma of tawheed, la ilaha illallah, the first part is la, no. La ilaha, there is no other. In other words, take out everything else from your heart. The love of dunya, take it out. The love of sin, take it out. The love of pride and arrogance, take that out of your heart. Take all that out of your heart. The minute he did that, illallah, then in your heart Allah will come. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalmai tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jayein, tab dil mein haq a jayein. The minute your heart is clean, you don't even have to invite Allah. You don't have to ask Allah to come in. The heart of a mu'min is the house of Allah. And Allah, now at the moment in the house of Allah, we put all other dirt and filth, thinking bad about other people, looking down upon people, thinking about women, all other things, dunya's muhabbat, that we have felt. If this glass, if it is only dirty outside, we won't give to anyone water to drink. Because the glass is dirty. It's not, inside is not dirty. But our heart is inside dirty. How will Allah come in dirty heart? We clean the heart and automatically you will see Allah comes in your heart. And the minute you have got Allah, ek tu mera to har shay nahi, zameen meri aasma mera, ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi. That is what we have to work. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So don't just take this as a bayan, that is just as a formality, that Maulana invited us, Allah reward Maulana. We came to Darul, mashallah, what a beautiful Darul. How many children are studying, how many have become alim, hafiz already. It's carrying on all the time, and ilm is the first thing that we have to acquire. When Allah sent Wahid, first thing, iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. When Allah created Adam a.s., the first thing, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. Allah taught him, gave him ilm of all the things. So the ilm is first. After that, we have to acquire tazkiyah also. Then we do tabligh also. We go in jamaat, we call people towards Allah Ta'ala, and we purify our soul also. If we are pure and clean, we will give da'wat also of cleanliness and purity. But if we haven't cleansed ourselves, we are fighting amongst ourselves, that your right is no good, your opinion is not good, and we don't want to accept, I'm big, you must listen to me, what I say, you must accept. When that is the case, then there will be more harm, there won't be good. So this good has to come into us. So for that, the tazkiyah nafs is also important. Darul Uloom's makatib are very important. Tabligh work is so much benefit, and how important. Just like that, the tazkiyah and cleaning of the heart is also just as important. All this work go together, and inshallah, the person will find his health is good. If a person's heart is very good, but lungs are finished, He's got problems.
If a person's kidneys are very good, but his liver gave up, he's going to die.
Oh, everything must be good. Every department of being must be good. We can't just work on one department.
And we have to have all the departments of food.
Your eyes must be good, and your tongue. Your also, if you can't speak, and your eyes are very good, there is a defect in you. Your tongue must also be good. Your eyes must be good. Your brains must be good. Your hearts must be good. Your hands, your legs, everything. All the departments of being must be in place. So this is also one very important department of being, which is greatly neglected, which is called Tazkiya in Islam. How to cleanse ourselves from the spiritual disease. So inshallah, we'll have programs over the next few days. Where the programs will be, and Saturday we will be in Markaz, inshallah. Try to attend all the programs, bring other brothers also, inshallah, and try and attend all the programs. All will do that, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, accept us. Oh Allah, accept us for the whole of deen. Oh Allah, let the whole of deen come into our lives and make us be the means to take the whole of deen to the whole world. Oh Allah, let all the people of the world, jinn and ins, be fully into Islam. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, oh Allah, and after forgiving them, convert them into good deeds, oh Allah. Now also, and particularly at the time of our mourn, let there not be one sin, one guna in our record of deeds. Let there be only good deeds, oh Allah. Out of your mercy and kindness we beg of you. Oh Allah, you are that merciful being, that those who have hope of you, you don't let them lose hope. Oh Allah, you are the beautiful, wonderful, kind master that you told, ask me and I will give. We are begging you, oh Allah. Oh most merciful Allah, oh most kind Allah, have mercy on us and the entire creation, oh Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ